Have you seen what's happening at St. Pat's school in Brisbane? They're banning the mullet.
What a ridiculous thing.
Really?
Yes. I saw this yesterday and I thought, come on, are we really like digging and scraping the bottom of the barrel? You're worried about kids' mullets at school?
Well, there's got to be a dress code for schools anyway. Like, there's a reason why you have your school uniforms. The same thing should be with the other.
It's not a wedding. School uniforms, yes, absolutely. You need to be part of the uniform. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But your hairstyle, that's a way for the kids to show who they are, being individual. It's true. It's true.
No, it is not.
We used to have a kid. And like,
how can it be individual when every single kid is getting a mullet these days? It's not individual at all.
It is.
How so?
Because one person's mullet is not same as... You've got a nose and I've got a nose and somebody next door has got a nose, but we all have different noses. They're all individual noses.
Let me guess, you had a mullet when you were in school
before?
I did
have a mullet at school, yes.
Yeah, see, I could never understand why people want to go back to the 80s and get themselves a mullet.
Somebody on our Facebook page said Mackay with Sunday schools should follow suit.
I agree with them. There's got to be a standard. That's the thing. There's got to be a standard where you go, okay, this is how...
The kids are at school to learn.
Yeah.
So why does the kid's appearance come into the equation for these schools? You're already telling them what to wear. You've already told them that they have to wear these shoes, you have to wear your socks at this height and whatever.
You've still got to... The thing is, you've still got to learn to follow the rules.
So it has to be short back and sides now and slick back. Is that what you're saying? Girls' hair have to be pulled back.
I'm not saying all that. I'm just saying the mullets. It's just, no. And they're ugly to start off with.
But that's not for you to determine, though.
No, I'm not saying that.
You're just jealous you can't grow it. That's what it is.
Well, these days I can't.
The truth is coming out now. You're just jealous you can't grow the mullet yourself.
And
if you do, you look like Riff Raff from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Just the two strands of hair. No. I actually agree. Whoever said that on Facebook, that they should bring it around the Mackay with Sunday. So I agree with them.
133353. Mullet to school. Should they get rid of them, cut them off, get rid of them altogether? Or should the kids be able to wear that? Like, again, you've got your school uniform, so that's supporting the school.
Yeah.
If you want to have a mohawk, within reason, like, you're not going to go to school with massive spike. You can't walk through the door mohawk, but, yeah.
Why? That's exactly the same thing. It's the same argument. Yes, it is.
It's completely different.
No, it's the exact same argument.
It's completely different.
Karen is in. Kaylin, Karen, should mullets be ruled out of schools?
No.
Why not?
Keep the mullet. I'm with Jay. Express it with your hair.
Yeah.
And really, it's really aimed at guys, isn't it? Because I'm more mullety than girls.
Yep.
Yeah. Some of them have the perm mullets.
Nothing wrong with that.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Is it okay for either a boy or a girl at school have one of those spiky mohawks?
Yes.
I agree. Like, if that's the only way they get to identify and, you know, express who they are, then that's fine. Thank you for the call. 133353.
Sonia, mullets. Should they be ruled out?
I have three things to say. Dave, you're just jealous you can't grow hair. Do get a mullet. Two, I had this argument with my son's principal for the last 3 years about mullets. The whole school ended up growing the mullets just to annoy the teacher.
We won't mention which school that was.
No, we won't. But she ended up losing the battle because, it's hair, for God's sake.
Exactly.
I had
right.
the argument. It doesn't affect their school in one way or other. Mm-hmm. Concentrate on them getting to school. If they get to school and learning, that's a bonus in this day and age.
Oh, I don't know. I think the mullet...
It's not going to affect the way
jealous.
They learn.
You're just jealous.
Yeah. I'm with you, Sonia. 100%. Thank you for the call. It is. I think the hairstyle has nothing to do with the way that you learn.
All right. Jules is in. Prossy. Jules, should we get rid of the mullets?
No, definitely not.
They're an Australian way. Come on.
Let them express themselves the way they can. Kids have got enough on their plate without having to worry about a haircut.
Right. Exactly right. And like we said, the schools have a say in the uniform that they wear, and that rightfully so, because if you're part of that community, you have to adhere to those rules of that uniform. But like you say, that's the way they can express with their hair.
Exactly. Yep, definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So someone's got to agree with me here. Fingers crossed. Pam, do you agree with me? Mullets, get rid of them?
Absolutely not. Yeah. Take the mullet.
Yeah.
kids should be allowed to express themselves.
But they do outside of school.
You are literally in an argument of your own, Dave.
As long as they are clean, neat and tidy, leave them.
But they're not neat and tidy. That's the thing.
They are so.
How about we just get ponytails instead?
Which monitor are you looking at, Dave? I don't understand why you say
so. I don't know what planet you're from.
You know? Do you know what?
The planet of sensibility.
Dave is, as Sonia said before, Dave's just jealous he can't grow one. That's what it is.
That's it, yeah.
Look, honestly.
Maybe I am too. Thanks for the call there. Appreciate it.
Honestly, I couldn't grow it back then either, back in the day.
You look like Riff Raff again, like I said, from the Robbie Horror Picture Show.
I look like John Farnham.
John Farnham looks great with a mullet. I saw him on Hey Hey It's Saturday the other night from way back in the day. Like, that suits people.
It's dated.